and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message. Good morning, this is Pastor Tim, and this is the broadcast for today of this Gospel of the Kingdom brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. Before we get into today's topic, I would like to remind you that for every topic that I share with you, we have articles on the website at isawthelightministries.com. And if you do not have the internet, you can feel free to write me and ask for some printed information about the topic, and then I will be glad to send you information for free of whatever topic that you want to learn about. And at the end of the broadcast, I will share that address with you every week. So I encourage you to write me also with whatever you would like for me to pray with you about as well. Today's topic is in the book of Genesis, chapter 48. Many people believe that the United States is a Gentile nation. And although it's true that we are a melting pot of the world, and we do have many Gentiles living among us, and our blood has been mixed, it is also true, and we need to come to realize, that we are not a Gentile nation as far as the founding of this nation and how God identifies this nation in the scriptures. We are not a Gentile nation, although we embrace Gentiles from around the world, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should do that. And our blood is mixed, and God created all nations and all languages and all peoples of the world of one blood from Adam and Eve. Amen. But because of prophecy, we need to understand who America is in the scriptures. And in the scriptures, in prophecy, and in the founding of America and our ancestry, we are not a Gentile nation. We have to understand that we are a tribe of Israel. And once you come to understand that and embrace what the scriptures proclaim about that, then you can understand how America is in the end time prophecy. In Genesis chapter 48, starting in verse 1 of Genesis 48, it says, "And it came to pass after these things, that one told Joseph, because thy father, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob, and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself, and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee into Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simon, they shall be mine. And thy issue, which thou begettest after them, shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren in their inheritance." And then we see later in Genesis 48, in verse 17, And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. So we must understand that according to the Bible, in Genesis chapter 48, Israel is not one nation by itself, but Israel, according to the scriptures, is a multitude of nations. Amen. Jacob, who was renamed Israel, on his deathbed, laid his hands and put a blessing that would last through eternity, a blessing upon the head of Manasseh and Ephraim, his grandchildren, the children of Joseph. And the blessing said that Ephraim shall become a multitude or a great confederation of nations. And that is talking about the greatest empire, confederation, multitude of nations that ever existed is the British Empire, the British Commonwealth, which now, even to this day, consists of South Africa and Canada and Great Britain and other nations. They are the tribes of Ephraim, and they used to include all the Middle East and India and many other nations, and they also still include Australia and New Zealand and South Africa. So they are still a great end time empire. But the other brother, Manasseh, was not to be a multitude of nations or a confederation of nations, but was to be one great nation. And that is talking about the United States of America. Even George Washington himself said and preached that the United States is the tribe of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, the grandson of Israel. That we are not a Gentile nation, but we are a tribe of Israel. George Washington knew that. In fact, many preachers of different denominations across the 13 colonies knew, recognized, and preached that we are the descendants of Israel. Many of them preached that, even up into the 1800s, until increasing false doctrine crept into the church and replaced that teaching of our identity in the scriptures, and new doctrines popped up called the pre-trib rapture doctrine and other false doctrines crept into the church and replaced the true teachings of the scriptures. And then the people forgot who we were and stopped proclaiming who we were, as especially more so after the seven seals began whooping from the turn of the 1800s until the 1900s. Those seals began whooping, and people began going to and fro with their airplanes and cars and everything and technology and then computers and World War II and the Black Horse and the Green Horse of Islam that has taken over the United States. We've forgotten who we are. We need to know who we are. It's very important. We need to understand these things because of Bible prophecy. Because Ezekiel 38 says that in the end times that Gog and Magog, Russia and China, is going to invade the mountains of Israel. And if we do not know we're Israel, then we're not going to know that we're going to be invaded until the day or night that it comes. And it will come. And we are among the mountains or tribes or nations of Israel. And we will be invaded by Gog and Magog, Russia and China. In fact, I've heard from people all over the United States having visions and dreams about the Russian and Chinese invasion. One time I was in a laundromat and this man started telling me of his dream or vision about the invasion. I've had phone calls and emails and letters all over the United States of people telling me how God is revealing this to them. But we don't need dreams and visions. All you got to do is open up Ezekiel 38 and then believe it and realize who we are in the scriptures. This is very important to understand these things. Of course, it doesn't matter to our salvation, because salvation is available to all tribes of the earth, and we all come from one blood. But we need to understand prophecy, because it's written for our time, for us to understand. It's not written so that we would not understand, but for us to understand. God wants us to understand. And we need to understand these things. Also, the Bible says that in the book of Revelation that there'll be 144,000 sealed between the sixth seal and the seventh seal, when the sun and the moon darken and the stars fall from heaven, that there'll be 144,000 sealed. Well, your pastor, not knowing the scriptures, says that there's 144,000 Jews sealed. That's not what it says. It says that there will be 12,000 from the tribe of Judah. That's only 12,000 Jews. Only the tribe of Judah was called the Jews. The Jews do not even claim descendancy from the tribe of Manasseh, Ephraim, Reuben, or Dan, or any of the other tribes. The Jews only claim descendancy of the tribe of Judah, and perhaps, in a way, Benjamin and Levi, but not any of the other tribes. The other tribes are called the so-called lost 10 tribes, the lost 10 tribes of Israel. It's like all these other 10 tribes of Israel have just disappeared off the earth because we don't even know who we are. Well, we need to come to know who we are and start learning the Bible. Amen. And so we need to understand these things. The tribe of Dan is now known as Denmark, because the tribe of Dan, wherever they went, left a mark, and they became known as Danmark. In fact, to this very day, they don't call themselves Denmark. They call themselves Danmark. And it says in their constitution that they are the descendants of Israel. So they understand who they are, and we need to do that as well. Even the English language is a descendancy of the Greek language, which is a descendancy of Paleo-Hebrew, the original Hebrew language. So even the language we speak identifies who we are in Scripture. I encourage you to meet me back here next week as we discover the Scriptures and learn the truth about many different things, and visit the website if at all possible. Please write me with your prayer requests. I'll be glad to write you back and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ. You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Again, that's ISawTheLightMinistries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.